This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners.
Skies of blue.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were talking with Rose, and she had a couple questions. One, she purchased an aloe plant. And the soil was a bit dry when she got it. And she's just wondering, you know, a little bit of details of what she should be doing with it, you know, watering care, all of that, etc. So we'll go through it a little bit here. Now, an aloe is considered a succulent plant. Some even consider it an herb for its medicinal purposes. And it's also, would be considered a perennial. In a lot of areas in zones, maybe 10 to 12. So, not New England, but when you keep it indoors, it's considered a perennial. It loves full sun. It can take some partial sun. Now, as far as, you know, watering, we want to, you know, water regularly, but we want the soil to completely dry out between waterings. So you said you purchased it and it was already dry. Well, so that's almost the perfect time to rewater it. And it's more of like a deep watering. We're not looking to just put a little bit of water in it and move on. Because the plant will, you know, is trying to tell you something, right, by the soil drying out. And it's better to do a deep watering. And some ways to do that is, you know, take it, put it in a sink or a bathtub, and just let the water run on it, let it sit, absorb, and then do it a couple times. Sometimes what people will also do is they'll get like the plastic tray that you would put under it, and fill the plastic tray with water and place the aloe inside of it. And then the soil will absorb it and will go to where it needs to be. You let it sit for, you know, a period of time. It's not like set to 10 minutes and it's going to be okay. You could leave it there for a half hour, 45 minutes, let it absorb the water, and then you'd be fine. You don't want the plant to, you know, start to shrivel. I'm not using my words the right way today. I'm mixing them all. Shrivel up. Because if it shrivels up, it's really getting into stress. So it takes a little bit of time to watch how it dries out here and there and how long. But you do want the soil to be dry a bit before you water a second time, because it doesn't want to be over-watered. Now, bringing this, you know, obviously you're going to keep it indoors. Probably in a south-facing window is the best. I remember growing up in my parents' house, we always had one on our upstairs window in the hallway that was south-facing. and it did great. I mean, it was years upon years old. So you can keep these for a long time. You don't want it to get in an area where the temperatures drop below, you know, I'd say 60. You kind of want to keep it in a little bit warmer area because it is a zone 10, which is basically like Florida, right? So it wants to it wants a little bit of that warmth to it. You don't need to do a lot of fertilizing. It kind of really adapts to the soil it's in. It's used to having poor soil, right? It's a desert plant, so it doesn't always have the great soil. So not a big deal. You could fertilize like once a year in the spring with like an all-purpose type fertilizer, houseplant fertilizer. With no issue, but you don't really have to do it that often. Now, as far as the moles and voles, now the moles and voles, you know, are the tough ones, right? They kind of creep up. They do their damage when you just don't see it because it's all underground, and you don't see it until the last minute. Now, in the past, you said you've used Mole Max?
Yes.
And you kind of created that barrier and moved out with the house with the...
Yeah, and they keep coming back.
That's wonderful, isn't it? That's the...
Uh-huh.
You know, this. So here's the... Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, you could see all the trails the voles have made, I believe, or the mice have made through the snow and the grass.
Now, well, so,
is
so this is, yeah, right. So this, the active ingredient in this is castor oil. So it's an organic, it's not a, synthetic product. So it is something that they say will last 3 months, but I find with any organic material, you need to do it a little bit more often, right? Because organics aren't meant to have a huge residual in the soil.
Mm-hmm.
They're meant to kind of just do their thing and go. All that being said, that's where the good thing happens for your vegetable garden. Because it's organic, it's one, not going to affect the vegetable garden, but two, it doesn't have a huge residual, so any of that castor oil is not going to be sitting in the soil affecting your vegetable garden with the move that you're about to make. So, okay. Wouldn't worry about it for the vegetable garden. I would just say, this is still something I would use in in the yard. What I would try to do is, with the moles, being able to get out there and at night step on any of the holes that you see where they've come out or any of the trails on the ground.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the best way to really see where they're active is because they can just be active across the entire lawn or have tunnels across the entire lawn and only be active on one side. And so the best way to do it is to cover up any of the holes where they come out of the ground and make sure you get every single one at night. So at the end of the day, you step on them, get it so that everything's covered. The next morning, you're going to go outside and you're going to notice only a few of those holes are going to look like little volcanoes. And that means that's the area that they're active. So that spot is where they're active. So you can focus the Mole Max in that area versus just trying to do a giant sweeping repellent. So if you find that they're in one area based on where those little volcanoes are, you can use the Mole Max on that side and basically make a barrier to push them away and out from your home or wherever, you know, the garden, whichever you're trying to protect.
Mm-hmm.
And usually this is around the spring is the best time to be doing this to help push them out. I talked to someone named Art Crockett, who worked for Bonide for years upon years. And he always told me in the spring, when people are putting their crabgrass preventer down, they should be putting Molemax down at that same time to help move them out and help prevent it, because they will go on to those tender roots, the tender everything, and continue. So we're about that time. We're not far from it. You know, once the snow, and I don't know, you know, based on the weather map, you might be getting a good amount of snow, or you might be getting a little amount of snow this upcoming week. But in the next few weeks is when you'd want to do it. I wouldn't want you to do it like today, just because of the snow coming. I'm afraid that the if it mixes with rain, it might wash some of it out a little bit too much.
Okay.
But you could, you know, because what you need to do is you need to wait until tonight to step on them, and then it's tomorrow you're putting it down. So it might, you might not get, it might not be 100% done, like pushed out, but you at least know the area. So you could put it down. Just realize you're probably going to have to do it again as soon as the snow melts.
Okay. Okay, yeah. Thank you so much for your help.
Awesome, Rose. Well, you have a great rest of your day.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We'll be back.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? You spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist. How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to biosafesystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we do have a call on the line, so I want to get right to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Casey's in Merrimack.
Casey, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yeah, good morning. I'm sorry, I just tuned in at the end of Rose's call. I think I have voles in my front yard.
Yeah.
I have the mounds. I don't have any holes. The vegetable garden, I'm sorry, the flower garden, my wife just put 100 bulbs in the fall. That, you know, since Christmas, I've been having these mounds all through the grass. I don't see so many in the flower gardens, but, you know, they're all turned over.
Gotcha.
What do I do?
So what I, you know, I want you to, and I know you tuned right at the end, so give a little bit more detail, because this is the time of year we're going to start seeing things, especially, you know, with the warm weather that happens, we're starting to notice some things in the lawn a little bit and garden. So what I want you to do is on all those, the trails that you're seeing, I want you to walk over all of them.
Yeah, they're just the mounds. There's no trails.
Okay, the mounds.
There's no holes. There's just the dirt piles.
Yeah, so all those dirt piles I want you to step on.
Okay.
Okay. The main reason is a mole can have tons of area, but not be completely active in, excuse me, that area. You know, in the whole area, it would be just one part of it. And so what we're trying to do by stepping on those mounds is find out exactly where they're active. Now, I want you to step on them tonight, you know, towards the end of the day. Okay, because they're dormant at this, they're nocturnal. They will do everything at night. And so, you know, if you step on them now, you're not necessarily going to get anything until tomorrow. So I usually just say do it at the end of the day. But you can do it now. But I want you to make sure you step on all of them. Because what we're looking to do is find exactly where they're active. Then where they're active, that's where we're going to use the Mole Max. Mole Max will take care of moles, voles. It'll also take care of some small other like burrowing animals, rabbits, groundhogs, even some gophers, right? But we know it's probably moles and voles in the yard. So we're using that product Mole Max. It's a repellent. It's not something that will kill them. It's a repellent. And so the package will say it can last up to 3 months. You know, I would, if you're going to do it today, or tomorrow, I would probably reapply it, once the snow from this next storm kind of goes away. Because I feel as though if it gets a mix of rain and snow, it might wash some of it out. Some of the smell to it, just the castor oil that's in it. So that's how I would be looking at it currently. Seeing what you can do. They say right on the package, this will protect bulbs. So I would, I might just go in that, area where your wife planted all the bulbs. Try to step down a little bit on all of the mounds, and then I might just put the Mole Max just all over the area to try and move them out of it. The thing is if you say you were to do a barrier around that, flower bed, and they're in the center, you're going to basically trap them in. So that's why we do the stepping on the mounds to see if they're active in there. Because if they're active in there, we want to try and push them out of the area, not trap them in the area. So that's like one thing I didn't mention previous with Rose, but just keep that in mind. Because if it's in like a veggie garden and you put the Mole Max on the outskirts of the garden, you're basically trapping the mole in there, but you're leaving them with all the food. So, just that's part of it to keep in mind as well.
Okay.
Alrighty?
All right. Thank you.
All right, Casey, you have a great rest of your day. Bye-bye. All right, we're going to take a break. Phone number is 855-660-4261. We'll be back.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap Seed contains filler like red Milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced science-based solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow the label instructions.
Update. The big game in Vegas on tap tonight. The Super Bowl kicks off on CBS at 6 p.m. Eastern between the Kansas City Chiefs and the San Francisco 49ers. Tons of non-football fans will also be watching to see this year's cool commercials. Now, last-minute tickets still running in the thousands. Here's USA's John Schaefer in Las Vegas.
According to StubHub, it's shaping up to be the priciest Super Bowl to date, with tickets for the game at Allegiant Stadium commanding an average price of $8,600.
Turning now to national weather, as folks head back to work on Monday morning, lots of rain expected in the south from the Florida panhandle up into the Carolinas. Then, old man winter returns to the northeast Monday night into Tuesday, where we could see a snowstorm. Winter storm watches have already been issued from Pennsylvania to New England. Some of the areas could see 6 inches of snow. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they make such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the groom?
Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, just as a reminder, I know that some of you hear us on a delay. Maybe it's a couple hours, maybe it's a week. But just realize, we are live every Sunday from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. You know, next week, February 18th, we are not live. We're doing a best of show. I'm going to be on vacation. But I just want to remind you that even though you might be on a week delay, you can still call us because we're here and we can answer your questions. And the cool thing is you can hear it the week after on the radio and you'll be able to listen to the whole thing and you know, maybe write some things down, etc. But just wanted to give you that reminder. Now, I want to go back to the moles and voles conversation. I wanted to just go a little bit deeper into it. Because, you know, the moles and voles will be repelled by the same product, but they are two different types of animals. They always kind of get lumped together and looked at as, oh, they're the same thing. Well, moles are considered, you know, meat eaters, right? They're looking for insects. They're looking for bugs. Whereas voles will consider them vegetarians, where they're looking for roots, looking for plants. You know, from your the roots from your plants is really what they're looking for. Now, couple things that we need to look at here. The moles are the ones that are making all the tunnels previously. They're going to do all the tunnels and all the holes, etc. A vole is an opportunist. It comes in and they don't really dig as much as moles. They come in and use tunnels like that that have already been created. So they're the, you know, the secondary. So what I also wanted to discuss was because of the fact that if you're having moles, there's another issue going on there. Because moles are coming to your yard to get some sort of insect, and it's most likely grubs in the lawn. So the moles will come in looking for those grubs, and they dig down to where the grubs are to eat them. Now, great, they're getting rid of some of the grubs. But the problem is the grubs have already done the damage, and now the moles are coming in and doing more damage. So that's why we want to take care of the grubs in the spring. You know, is it using a organic, like a milky spore? You know, milky spore can be used in the vegetable garden if you wanted to, right? It's not a necessarily has to be just in the lawn. So it's an organic way of getting rid of those moles. Is it using beetle gone or a grub gone? So the beetle gone will be the secondary if there's the grubs. But grub gone in the spring, you know, it controls all the different types of grubs. But that's another step that we need to look into, and I hadn't mentioned it to both Rose and Casey, so I wanted to talk about it a little bit more. So now we're looking at getting rid of, you know, their feed, what they're looking for, the food. But that's when you also, once you've taken care of the grubs, you still need to repel them, and that's where that Mole Max comes in. You know, anything that has a castor oil as the main ingredient is perfect for it. Now, I was looking at the package during the break here because I was trying to get it while I was talking, and the computer just wasn't getting it for me. And they were giving some details on how to use it. And they're saying day one, you get the unaffected areas, and then day two and three, you're going to get the affected areas. And if any of those areas, if you have some of the holes, once you've kind of figured out where they're working, you actually want to punch some holes into those tunnels every like 6 feet and put a couple tablespoons in that tunnel directly. Right there is going to help push them away. They hate the smell of the castor oil. Now, you know, these guys can't see very well. They can't see what they're doing. They just dig and dig and dig. That's why they have, if you see them, they have these claw-looking hands. So the smell is what they hate. Now, moles are stubborn. So you've killed their insects. That's why you need to put that Mole Max down so that you can push them out of the area. Now, you know, it does slowly release some of the castor oil into the soil over that time frame. But, you know, if we have heavy rains like we've been having last year or things along those lines, you might need to reapply it, you know, a second time. Now, as far as voles, right, they love roots of anything. As I said before, they don't do a lot of digging. They just want to go where somebody else has done it. They're opportunists, right? They like, you know, all types of plant roots and bulbs. You know, from what I understand, they might not go towards daffodils, but I wouldn't be surprised. They're hungry. They'll go, you know, to perennials. They'll even sometimes will go towards trees and shrubs if they're that hungry. So the mole and vole repellent, you know, the Mole Max is a great one to use for this as well, because, you know, it's got a little bit, you know, the smell to it scares them quicker than it would a vole. But again, we got to realize that if you have moles, voles will probably come in after the fact. So that's why they kind of move them together, so that you can use both of these. use it for both of them instead of just one. The Vols are definitely just are going to head more towards the more tender roots, the roots that are easier for them to bite at and grab at. You know, when it comes to a an area where it's a vegetable garden or a a planting a perennial bed. This isn't one where I would say, use a perimeter around it. This is one where I'd say sprinkle it around the area, the whole area, to prevent them from coming into that area. The other thing is having, if you're planting bulbs, sprinkling some of this Molmax into the hole when you're planting. Now, it says on the back of the package to use 1 tablespoon of product into the hole and making sure granules surround the bulb, then backfill the soil. So, keep that in mind. The other thing here is if you read the instructions fully on some of these areas, it will say to water in after the fact. You don't want to apply this into something that is already watered, like a puddle or something along those lines. It will not work the way you want it to, and it's not recommended for it. But you should lightly water after the application. So the storm that we get, could be good to, do that watering process for you, even if it's with snow. I just have seen the way that the rain has been, where it's just, it seems like when we have a rainstorm, it's never light. It's always heavy. And so I'm afraid that after the fact, once it's done raining and the snow's been there for another couple weeks, you might need to take a look and see what's working and then reapply. It does say on the package to reapply every 2 to 3 months. Just to make sure that it's consistently repelling the moles and voles. But it is something that there was a little bit more to it that I meant to bring up when we were talking with Rose and Casey. So just keep that in mind that, moles are the meat eaters. They're the ones that come in first and do a lot of the damage. And then the voles will do the secondary and come in after the fact. And so the moles have a really pointed nose and large, like almost claw-like hands. And basically, they have no ears or eyes. Okay? That's why the smell is such a big thing to prevent them. It's not, the taste or those. Or like a seeing something. It's not like they're going to see, a predator. They basically have very, very small ears and eyes, so they can't see around. So the mole is a blackish brown color. Whereas a vole, they have rounded ears that you'll see and reddish brown fur. So if you ever see them scurrying around, and you're wondering which one you have, that's the best way to tell. But I will say that a mole, you're most likely going to see in the yard more, whereas a vole, you're probably going to see in like a vegetable garden or perennial gardens. Those still chew on lawn roots without a problem, but in the lawn, it's most likely the moles that were there first. And that's why taking care of the grubs that you most likely have in the lawn is important to do, because it brings in those secondary creatures. You've heard me talk about the raccoons that come into the lawns, or the skunks. They dig up to go for the grubs, right? The skunks will do it all the time. And you'll see, little mounds everywhere from where that skunk was digging for the grub. Well, if they're not coming in, it's most likely the moles are coming in to try and get those grubs. So it's another reason to get rid of them. Okay, so just keep that in mind when it comes to the mole, Max, the mole and vole repellent. You know, these, it takes a lot. It takes a lot of work to get everything. And this is a good time as any to do it. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Not sure what's causing brown patches in your lush green lawn? Chances are it's a fungus, which can quickly turn your green lawn into a diseased disaster. Relax, cure, and protect your lawn with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Fungus Control for Lawns. One single application of granules or the ready-to-spray formula protects your lawn for up to 30 days. Take back your lawn with Bayer Advanced Fungus Control for Lawns. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Gardening Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And good morning to everyone. We have we're almost halfway through the show, but we are here live every Sunday from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. weekly. As I said earlier, I will be off next week. A long-planned vacation coming up, well-needed. This time it'll be a vacation. The last time I had to take some time off was more for recovery, so it wasn't really a vacation, whereas this one will be. So I'll be back the following week. So on the 18th of February, we will have a best of show. So just listen for that. Should be a good one. We're going to take from the past few years around the same time frame. So to keep it, fresh and live. So that's what we're doing for next week. Also, just as a reminder, if you only hear us for a little bit of time, go onto our website at paulparent.com, and right on the top it'll say listen live and podcast. That's where you're going to be able to listen to us live every Sunday from 6 to 10, and so you'll go there. You'll have to go through a couple screens. The first screen will bring you to one that will say listen to Patrick live, and there's also underneath it will also say listen to podcasts, right? So there's multiple options there for you. When you click on listen live, you will be brought to the GCN page where you can listen to us live. And there's also options to find the podcast there as well. So plenty of options to hear us. Just wanted to just give you those reminders so you know everything, where we're at and where you can find us. But we're here pretty much every Sunday It's funny that I say it now. I kind of chuckle because of the fact that I'm going away next week, and I bring this up. But, you know, we're here every Sunday. There's going to be a show one way or the other. It's going to be either taped or it's going to be live. And I will tell you this, 95% of it is going to be a live broadcast, unless something comes up that I need to take some time off. So just that, as that reminder, also, if in your area you used to hear us and you're wondering, hey, what happened? Want to hear Patrick? Well, give your local affiliate that was playing us a call and say, hey, what's going on? When can we hear him again? And see what they can do. I'm working on it on our end. We're trying to get some new stations all over. I know New Hampshire, we weren't there for a bit. We're working on getting back there. So just keep that in mind going forward. Now, coming up at 8 o'clock, Karen from Natural Alternative is going to be joining us. So we got some great information, as always. So we look forward to speaking with her. We're going to talk a little bit about the lawn. We're going to talk a little bit about ice melt. We'll talk about some fertilizer. We'll talk about what we're going to really be doing this spring. You know, we'll touch base quick on the ice melt, but then it's really into, you know, the plants and moving forward with the next season, the next everything, right? So stay tuned for that. That's coming up on the other side of the break, the 8 o'clock hour. To hear that information, tons of information to be looking at. Their website is natural-alternative.com. Again, natural-alternative.com to get more information so that you can see what we're discussing at that time, because it's always, always, always great information comes out of these conversations. So I look forward to speaking with her each week, because I know it's just going to give you guys some information that is timely. So stay tuned for that. Also, our phone number for after is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, we'll take a break here. And like I said, when we get back, Karen from Natural Alternative will be joining us. So we look forward to that. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.